The growing problem of poverty in Australia will come into stark relief when the peak welfare group ACOS holds its annual national conference in Melbourne over the next couple of days. A survey of almost 750 charity groups has uncovered a 47% increase in the number of people being turned away from emergency relief. It's a big increase. This comes at a time when our economy is the envy of the developed world, boasting strong growth and low unemployment. Gavin Dufty is Manager of Policy and Research for the St Vincent de Paul Society. He says the big spike in utility charges in recent years is one key household pressure. He's speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Some numbers that I looked at was since the start of 2008, so just reflecting back over the last 2 or 3 years, that the underlying inflation rate was about 7%. So overall, everything went up on average about 7%. But for the non-discretionary items, the things that households can't go without, like food, that went up 8%, so a little bit more. Things like lamb went up 21% and fruit 15%. So those sorts of important dietary products for households have gone up greater than the inflation rate. We've also seen things like housing costs up 17% over that time. Rents are up almost 18%. Electricity, about 44%. Gas, about 22%. So, again, the essentials have gone up a lot more than the underlying inflation rate. And that puts a squeeze on all households, but in particular the low and fixed income households.
You identified 2008 as the year in which prices spiked sharply. What happened in 2008 to cause this?
Well, I think there was a number of factors at play. We had the global financial crisis kicked in. There was a number of climatic situations that were occurring at that time, a bit of drought and all that, which would have had an impact on some of the food prices. And also that we did see state governments of all persuasions start to go on infrastructure spending programs. Now, when we do infrastructure, what governments do is they tend to increase the costs of the things that you're looking to do infrastructure on. And water's a great example of that. I mean, the water costs have gone up at about 41% over that time.
And utility prices have ramped up very quickly. Has that given households any time to adjust?
No, definitely not. That's one of the things. You know, you've got these significant price increases. And remember, utility bills come once every 3 months, so they're quite large. So what was a $400 bill all of a sudden becomes $450. Now, $50, an extra $50 to find at that particular time is a real squeeze, particularly for people and households that are on, you know, poverty line type payments.
And have households seen the worst of these price rises, or can we expect more?
No, look, all the indications says that these price rises will continue for a while yet. We have, you know, there is public policy discussion around, you know, increased cost to deal with climate change and so on. We've also got governments talking about infrastructure and increased infrastructure spending. Now, that's got to be funded from somewhere. Either governments borrow or we all pay more.
This is all happening at the same time that the Australian economy is viewed as the star performer on the world stage. We have low unemployment, we have steady growth. Do you see a disconnect between the economy's macro performance and what is happening on the home front?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you know, we do have these wonderful headline figures and we might be the envy of the rest of the world, but there has been structural change and there is pressures on households that are occurring at this particular time. Not all households, just some households. And that's playing out in the political sphere as well. You're seeing, well, look, you know, the government of Victoria's changed, New South Wales government changed. So there is a lot of pain being felt out there in the heartland.
Well, Tony Abbott says cost of living pressures were a factor in the New South Wales election result. It was the sleeper issue at last year's federal election. Do you think this issue has the power to bring down governments?
Oh, most definitely. We're seeing people, you know, being affected in their hip pocket and expressing that displeasure at the polls. I've no doubt about it. We saw it in Victoria as well. I mean, we've got similar cost increases for electricity as has been experienced in New South Wales. And you know, the Victorian government was not a bad government by any means, but it's now changed because of those sorts of things. You know, with same issues, transport, utilities, education costs.
Do you think the problem is being acknowledged by the federal government? We did have the one-off lump sum payments to families, pensioners, carers and so forth during the global financial crisis, but is the government doing enough in an ongoing sense to alleviate the problem? Do they even recognise there is a problem out there?
Well, look, I'm sure that all politicians are focused on the problem. I just think that they're confused or don't know how to actually respond to it. I mean, the first thing that the federal government should do is increase health benefit payments, which, you know, New Start allowances. They are below the poverty line and they should be increased. But also at the same time, state governments need to come to the party. I mean, a lot of these are state government policy decisions and directives, and they have a role in here through concessions and other mechanisms about how do we fund these sorts of things that are putting increasing cost pressures on households.
That's Gavin Dufty from the St Vincent de Paul Society speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine. At last count, more than 2.2 million Australians living in poverty, more than 100,000 people homeless. Though the welfare sector believes that those numbers could be even higher than that. It's 19 to 7.